This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. We'll explain his name in a moment. Dinty Moore is a prolific writer with great range. He's written a little poetry, a lot of fiction, and even more nonfiction. He's the director of Ohio University's Creative Writing Program. Tomorrow and Thursday, Moore will read from his work and speak about writing at Kalamazoo Valley Community College as part of its annual About Writing Visiting Writers series. So, how did he come to be called Dinty Moore?
Dinty Moore was a comic strip character in the 1920s. The strip was called Bringing Up Father, but most like your grandparents would have called it Maggie and Jiggs because they were the two main characters. It was the Blondie and Dagwood or the Peanuts at the time. It was the most widely read comic strip in the Sunday newspapers back again in the 1920s. The third most prominent character after Maggie and Jiggs was a saloon keeper named Dinty Moore, who was sort of a stand-in for all of the Irish immigrants and actually a very poignant representation of sort of the immigrant experience where, you know, to grow into your American self means growing out of where you came from. So I've actually written an essay about this. For some reason, my mother thought that was a great idea to name her son after a saloon keeper. The irony is my father, like a lot of Irish men of his generation, spent most of his time in a saloon. So I think my mother wanted to identify with the Irish part of our family. But in any case, you know, she called me Dinty since the moment I was born. And the beef stew came along later. And I'm always having to explain to people, no, I'm not named after a canned food product.
A lot of your work has this wonderful humor in it, and I wonder if having a name like that affects the way you approach the world.
You have to have a sense of humor if you grow up with a name like that.
Mm-hmm.
You just imagine the variations that were, you know, in the schoolyard and the way kids would make fun of people's names no matter what they were. But yeah. I gave them more opportunity than most. I grew up with a sense of humor. I think that's partly just who my family was, but I think the name made it necessary.
So you're coming to Kalamazoo, to the Kalamazoo Valley's Visiting Writers series, to talk about writing. And you have, you're very prolific. You've got 10 books, and many of them are about writing, or am I missing some?
I've lost track. That's certainly close. It might be 11.
Okay.
A couple of those I edited as opposed to, you know, writing everything in them. But yeah, it's a handful.
So how does a zookeeper become a writer? Tell us a little bit about your journey on how you became a prolific writer.
When I was a kid, for whatever reason, my parents weren't big readers, or at least they weren't big readers of books. They read newspapers. But when I was a kid, I took to reading much earlier than other kids in my neighborhood and started writing, you know, as best a second grader can write, like three-sentence stories. I started writing, you know, probably in second grade, little stories to amuse other kids in my class, actually a specific girl with freckles and pigtails.
Mm.
But it was a very working class town and a very working class family. My dad was a car mechanic. So to be a writer basically meant you tried to get a job in the local newspaper, which I did eventually. But I never imagined I would write books or, you know, I thought the people who wrote books all went to Harvard and all lived on Cape Cod and all were born into wealth. And, you know, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So I was a journalist for a while. I was a zookeeper for a while. I waited tables in New York for a while. I studied acting for a while. I did modern dance for a while. And then around age 30, I said, you know, I still want to be a writer. I didn't take to journalism as much as I thought I would. And I started getting interested in doing literary writing.
Mm.
Started out as a fiction writer, published a number of short stories, and eventually kind of found my way into this newer genre called creative nonfiction or literary nonfiction.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Dinty Moore about why writers write.
Writing is an act of discovery. You don't sit down to tell people what you've already figured out. I mean, if you're a politician or you're writing for the op-ed page, perhaps, of your local newspaper, you do that. But the type of writing we're talking about, literary writing, is an act of discovery. You sit down with a question. You sit down with a character and wonder about what that character would do in a given situation. Or, you know, in nonfiction, even if you're writing about your own life and you already know what happened, You're not making it up. You still have questions about why it happened and why people acted the way they acted and what might have happened if you or someone else had acted differently. It's sort of the most powerful writing for the reader, but it also sustains the writer through multiple drafts, is writing that's sort of based on questions.
Yeah.
And you try to discover answers or get closer to an answer. Sometimes you just realize you're asking the wrong questions, but that exploratory nature is what is the engine that drives fiction, poetry, and nonfiction. I think the other nugget is it's hard. There's all these voices in your head telling you you suck and you'll never come up with an interesting sentence, much less an interesting story, much less an interesting book. But you just have to sort of plow through those voices and say, yeah, I hear you, but I'm not going to listen to you today. And you have to put in the time, and eventually, you know, you realize what you're good at and what you're not good at, and you teach yourself to be better at some of the aspects of writing that maybe you aren't good at right now. And like anything worth doing, it takes a lot of practice, and you get better, and then, you know, you practice some more and learn some more, and then you get not just better, but good. And you practice some more and learn some more, and you get very good.
So if you had to weigh perseverance and talent equal, or one more than the other?
That's an easy question. I can answer that easily because I've heard a lot of other writers and writing teachers talk about it. Talent is not a deciding factor most of the time. We meet so many students of all ages who come in and they're very talented, meaning they can sort of write something in a short amount of time that people in the room will look at and say, wow, that's really nice. That's really flashy. Boy, you're really good at this. It's the writer in the back of the room who's probably not turning in the best work, you know, in the first class they ever take or the first weekend workshop they attend, but they're kind of, you kind of see them, they're concentrating and they're thinking, I want to learn about this. I want to get better at this. And then they study, or they study at home on their own, and they just keep thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the writers who end up surviving the difficulty of learning how to write and finding a market to publish their work and on and on and on are the ones that, you know, are just stubborn. A lot of the writers to whom it comes easy just sort of like, that was easy, and they stop doing it. Certain writers, and this is true of all artists, I believe, it's probably true of businessmen and women. It's probably true.
That's what I'm thinking.
Scientists, it's a person in the back of the room that like, I'm not getting this immediately. I wasn't born good at this, but boy, I'm stubborn and I'm going to figure it out. I think those are the ones who end up having, you know, 40, 50, 60 year careers.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Dinty Moore. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview and learn more about Moore's visit to KBCC. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.